Om Shanti. In the series of Beyond Question, episode number 15, question number 23rd. Om Shanti, please let me know the details in behavior of detachment and carelessness. When my mom is ill, I just give my time and do my duties like doctors, tests, etc. I don't worry nor fear her absence nor get affected with any negative diagnosis. Earlier I was the one who used to pamper her illness, care, etc. I'm not able to judge my vritti whether I'm detached or developing carelessness. So this is a very beautiful question here. There are two things in spiritual life. One is detachment, another is carelessness. This is regarding laukik. Here this soul is asking, she or he has to look after his mother who is ill, and earlier she used to pamper her, she or he used to take care of her in different ways, but now the soul has become detached while serving. So now the question is whether this is carelessness or detachment. This is not a question which is asked today, but this question has been asked down the ages since Quapper Age. On one side is detachment, on another side is carelessness. Now what is the difference between carelessness and detachment? When to call this is carelessness and another is detachment? Carelessness is not giving attention and detachment is? But how do you know that this is attention and this is detachment? Suppose I am sick and you are looking after me. Suppose, and you are having very detached attitude, okay, in serving me, but the other person feels this is your carelessness, you don't take care of me, I am sick, you need to take care of me, but you are not taking care of me. Yeah, so now here the question is this only. One is this, what others are thinking, what I am thinking. But still the question remains, how do you know that this is detachment and not carelessness? What is the difference between carelessness and detachment in taking care of others? See, most important thing here is, you are serving somebody, but inside you are practicing detachment, okay, but people think this is carelessness. That is fine. And the question is not about just serving, the question is about attitude, whether this is detachment or carelessness. Most important thing here is one thing, criterion. When you work with detachment, the result is happiness, the result is joy. When you work with carelessness, the result is unhappiness. The result is dissatisfaction, discontentment. If for me, I know, suppose I am serving somebody and I serve him with all my heart, with full interest, but inside I am detached. So I will be very much happy. But that doesn't mean that I am not serving. I am serving well, but I am detached. So happiness would be there. One, suppose I am serving somebody, but I am not taking care of that person. I am neglecting that person. So the result can never be happiness. So whenever the result is unhappiness, take it as carelessness. And whenever the result is joy, bliss, happiness, understand this is detachment. Because the moment, whenever there is a detachment, there is a bliss, happiness. So here, this person is saying, earlier I used to pamper her illness, I used to take care of her, but now I have developed even her absence or death, or I don't get affected by any negative diagnosis also. Okay, so if there is a feeling of happiness, bliss, joy while serving one's mother or father or relative, then take it as detachment. But if you are having restlessness, if you are having unhappiness, if you are having discontentment, if you are feeling guilty somewhere, so then take it as carelessness. This is a simple equation to know whether it is a detachment or carelessness. Carelessness is a vice, detachment is a virtue. Okay, so this is one. Second, in one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba talked about always sitting on the godly throne. I want to know in detail how to become one. How can one become entitled to sit on the godly throne? This was entire Sunday's Murli. How do we sit on God's throne, throne of God's heart? What are the things necessary? You need to have a very clean heart. You need to have courage. Baba said four things are missing when you are not able to sit. The first important thing is you should have courage. One. Second, you should get rid of sanskar of dependency. Adhinta. If you have, so long as you have a sanskar of dependency, you are dependent on somebody. You cannot sit on this heart throne. When you are attached to somebody, when you are dependent on somebody, when you need somebody's presence, when you miss somebody, guidance, all sorts of dependency, whether it is a physical, whether it is a intellectual, whether it is a emotional, whether it is social, whether it is spiritual, whether it is financial, any sort of dependency that cripples you, paralyzes you. So you cannot sit on God's throne of God's heart throne. Important thing is you should remain unattached to this world. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, he was talking about a woman. She is in so much love with her husband, baat mat poocho. That was the word. Don't just ask. Outside they show that they are loving father, but inside they are so much attached to their husbands. So when such a thing is there, they are not able to sit. When a woman whose husband is lost and suddenly that husband arrives, she moves through the lanes of that village like a mad, like an insane person. She is so much in head over heel in love with her husband. And here, he is the husband of husband who has come. So are you missing him that way? Is your face full of happiness like that? So when it is like that, when you are full of happiness, when you are so totally detached, when you are real love is with your father, that time you are able, entitled to sit on his heart throne. Otherwise, no. If there is a love for worldly people, if there is an attachment to worldly things, this throne is so pure. Only pure souls can sit on this throne. Not all other souls. So that is second. Third, if you want to sit on this heart throne, you have to have full bargain, not half bargain. If you give him broken hearts, it is not accepted. Sometimes one day you detach yourself and then you give. Other day you detach yourself from the relatives, then you give. One day your feet on, you are keeping your feet in on two boats. So that will not make you entitled to sit on his heart throne. And fourth, your mind is full of complaints. When you are a complaint box, you are not able to sit on his heart throne. So four reasons Baba had given. First, what is the first reason? You should have courage. You should have courage, criterion. You should have courage, then only you will be able to sit here. One. Second, you should finish off all the sanskars of dependency. Third, you should be able to do full bargain. Give not in installment, not in pieces. If you give in pieces, you will get in pieces. If you give in installment, you will get in installments. So, give fully. Be on this side or that side. Don't keep your one foot on this boat and another foot on that boat. You will be torn apart. Recently there was a Murli. If you sit like that, you will be torn apart if you do like that. So, third and fourth, these complaints I have. Had I come early, I would have gone ahead. Had this situation not arisen, I would have gone ahead. If this person had not been there, I would have gone ahead. All these are excuses, all these are pretexts, all these are lame excuses. All these are complaints, Ulhana Baba calls them. So long as you have, your mind is full of chatter of this complaints, you won't be able to sit on this heart throne. This is so pure, this is so big one. So, you need to have a big heart, you need to have pure heart, you need to have magnanimous heart, you need to be a donor, you need to be courageous, all these things are necessary. Then only, I think, this answer to this question is given in this last Sunday's Murli. So, in detail, person is asking in detail how to become enlightened, how to become entitled to sit on this godly throne. So all these things are necessary and you will be able to sit. So there are two questions today. First question was about carelessness and detachment. So you can write down the differences. When you are detached, what happens? When you are careless, what happens? You will get to know the difference. And second, about godly heart throne. Om Shanti.